We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Welcome to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by GoPuff. We've all been there. Late in the fourth quarter, Alabama's game is getting tight, and all of a sudden, you need a refill. What do you do? I'll tell you what I do. Order all my stuff on GoPuff. I know I'm not hitting the store mid-game, I got a TV to yell at. But GoPuff delivers in minutes, so I don't even have to give up my spot on the couch. GoPuff is great on game day, but I use them for everything. Laundry day, first day classes, late night studying, late night other things. They've got snacks, drinks, cleaning stuff, school supplies, and tons more. Give it a shot. Find GoPuff in the App Store and download now. Use code VARSITY at checkout for $10 off your first two orders. Order minimum may apply. Offer valid through 1-1-2022. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. It's time to take a look at the best of CTSN programming from this past week. Last Saturday, Alabama fell for the first time this season, losing at Texas A&M 41-38. The loss was Alabama's first since the 2019 Iron Bowl. This week on the network started with a quick look back at the Texas A&M game. Corey Reamer joined Eli Gold for Crimson Tide Rewind on Monday night from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills.
It's definitely a different feeling having to come in here and try to dissect what happened on Saturday. It was an unfortunate loss. Got to give a lot of credit to Texas A&M. They showed up and executed extremely well, especially in the first half. Got us down early. And you got to give a lot of credit to this Alabama team, though, especially in the second half for fighting back. I mean, it was a tough environment.
Still had
you were there to win.
Yeah,
had a chance to win the ball game with a lead in the fourth quarter. Tough environment. You were there. You heard what it was like. I can only imagine how loud Kyle Field was. But I'm sure they made it extremely difficult on this on the offense, especially when they were on the field. But tough loss. But now it's time to figure out how to bounce back and figure out. We still got a lot. The rest of the season is in our hands.
Sure.
We still have a great opportunity to make it to the postseason and still have the same goals that we set out with. Just can't let up anymore.
Tuesday brought Crimson Drive, driven by Tuscaloosa Toyota at 2 p.m. Central on the CTSN Facebook page, as we started looking ahead towards the Mississippi State game. First, I was joined by Joey Blackwell of Sports Illustrated's Bama Central for Writers Row. He gave us his takeaways from last Saturday in College Station.
It's been a kind of a narrative since the Florida game that Alabama, of course, struggles with large crowds, at least this team in particular does. And that was another narrative that came out this weekend. Another narrative talking about, you know, Nick Saban has questioned leadership on the team. He's repeatedly talked about it several times and needing players to step up when they're needed. We did see some players step up in the third quarter. The third quarter was really textbook Alabama football. I mean, the offense out, you know, but had 160 yards compared to Texas A&M's 10. And that also speaks a lot to Alabama's defense. But unfortunately, for the other three quarters, it didn't really look like Alabama football. There were a lot of also, you know, missed calls on both sides of the football regarding, you know, from the offensive defensive coordinators, just looked like they were a little rattled out there. So just as far as initial takeaways, definitely need to, the players need to step up. But the fortunate thing is, as we'll probably talk about here in a little bit, Nick Saban did speak a little bit about how some players stood up in the locker room afterwards. So looking forward to seeing how that's implemented against a Mississippi State team that's really just a few plays away from being 5-0.
Also, we are pleased to be joined by our Alabama legend, golfer Jerry Pate. With our pregame and postgame shows this week being hosted by Visit Pensacola, he was the perfect guest to give us his thoughts on the city he's proud to call home.
It's an interesting town. The beaches are beautiful. The museum at the Navy is second to none. I mean, it's finer than the Aviation Museum at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. When people talk about it, go see the museum there. But ours is better than the Smithsonian right in Pensacola. You've never seen anything like the Navy Museum of Pensacola, which is a cradle of aviation, you know, it's headquarters and home of the Blue Angels. I could go on and on with accolades for Pensacola. And we've just come off an 8-year stint with Ashton Hayward, who was our mayor, who didn't come out of politics. And the first time he'd been in any kind of politics, but Ashton lived in New York and Miami and traveled around the world. And he brought a whole new thought process to how we would redevelop downtown. And our downtown is just booming. And actually, even his predecessor, Mike Wiggins, had it going, and then Ashton took it to the next level, and then now Grover Robinson is following in their footsteps. So we've, you know, our politics have changed. Pensacola is an old city, been around a long time, and it was the first city before St. Augustine, and then it was wiped out by either famine or hurricanes. We don't know, but we still have the King and Queen of Spain come about every 20 years and bring their big tall ships and celebrate our history of Pensacola when the Spaniards settled some back in, I think the 1400s or 1500s. I can't even remember the date, but it's a long time ago. But it's an old, old town, and it's on the uprise right now.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
On Thursday's edition of Crimson Drive, we got a detailed scouting report on Mississippi State from the voice of the Bulldogs, Neil Price. He shared thoughts on what the Bulldogs are doing well to begin the season at 3-2 to begin the year.
This young Mississippi State team has given Mississippi State fans something to be excited about, and they're coming off of a big win 2 weeks removed at Texas A&M. And, you know, even though they're still very young and they're not exactly the deepest team in the league, they're showing progress. And I think that's all you can ask for as a State fan 2 years in with a new staff is, can you see the growth? Can you see the maturity? And we are seeing that in certainly two phases of the game, and hoping that we can get a third with special teams.
For this week's Big Picture, Aaron Suttles of The Athletic joined us, talking about the leadership that Will Anderson Jr. is providing for the Crimson Tide.
It means something to him. It means something to him. It hurt him if they lost. And the fact, I think he's now becoming more comfortable about being that leader that will call guys out, you know, and there's different ways that can take form and take shape in a locker room. I mean, you can be the sort of intimidating physical guy in your face that you're scared of, or you can be the guy that you, that that you respect. And I think that's sort of where Will Anderson falls, if people respect him. The fact that he called his teammates out and said, listen, we thought we had this correct after Florida, but the message didn't get home to some people. And the fact that he was very thoughtful with his comments, and it means something to him. He's talking about making football the number one thing in your life. And we all have to have prioritized, you know, school and family and faith and all that in that. But I think where he is in that moment, he was emotional and it hurt him to lose. And I think if that's he's the sort of emotional barometer of that locker room, they're in a good spot. But I think more people need to lead by example, like Will Anderson, because he's someone that game, losing that game, you know, sort of hurt him. And I don't know how many people in that locker room can say the same thing on the same level as Will Anderson.
Thursday night, of course, means it's time for Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Eli Gold and CBNS Bank media guest Chris Brees of Birmingham CBS 42 were joined by Coach Saban at the restaurant, and Coach gave his final word of the night, presented by Mercedes-Benz.
Well, I feel like in a lot of ways, you know, this game, this past game, you know, we're no longer viewed as an elite team. So what I'm hopeful of is that our players are going to respond in a way that they go out and play with more consistency. I hope everybody supports them in a positive way, and that we play with the kind of intangibles that it's going to take for us to be the kind of team that we're capable of, and that we can do it for 60 minutes in a game, which I still don't think we've really accomplished. And I think to beat the teams in our division, that's what it's going to take. And that's something that our players are going to have to decide, our coaches are going to have to decide. We're going to have to get and have an impact on them making those choices and decisions so that we can have the kind of season that we want.
This has been Roger Hoover. Thank you for listening to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by GoPuff. To listen or watch full episodes of the content you just heard, be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also watch our video show archives on YouTube, and it's easy to subscribe to the Alabama Insider Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. Remember, our coverage of Alabama football against Mississippi State this Saturday begins at 3 p.m. Central on the network, with kickoff at 6 p.m. on your local radio affiliate or worldwide on the Varsity Network app. Thanks for listening, and roll Tide!
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.